This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The British government has given the go-ahead for the UK's first new nuclear power plant in 20 years. The announcement is controversial not only because nuclear power still has many critics, but because two Chinese state-owned companies will be involved in building and running the new facility. Joining us is Marketplace's Stephen Beard, live on the line. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, David.
What concerns are you hearing about handing over a piece of Britain's nuclear power industry essentially to China?
There's been some disquiet expressed by some commentators, but the British government has brushed this aside. It points out that the Chinese have got huge expertise in this field. They're building more nuclear power stations than anyone else at the moment, about 30. And the British government is trumpeting the fact that for the first time, no British taxpayers' cash will be spent building a nuclear power station here. It will be financed by the French state-owned power company EDF and the Chinese. Here's what the British finance chief George Osborne told the BBC.
There are many countries in the world who wouldn't want other countries involved in their civil nuclear program. I do because, by the way, if it wasn't Chinese investment or French investment, it would have to be British taxpayers, and I'd rather British taxpayers were spending their money on our schools and hospitals.
The British government says it's not concerned about national security. There's no fear about the Chinese government turning nasty and pulling the plug on this facility, holding the country to ransom, because it'll be on British soil and under British control.
I see there's also some anxiety, Stephen, about the price of the power that would be generated at this place.
Yes, in order to get the French and the Chinese to cough up the $25 billion to build it, they've been guaranteed a minimum price that's double the current price. Now, the British government says the plant won't be operating for at least a decade, so people won't actually be paying these prices for a decade. But rising energy prices are a hot issue in the UK at the moment, and this undoubtedly will cause some resentment among British consumers.